Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
36 households in one particular estate in County Wexford, it's the Hazelwood Estate in Bridgetown, are facing eviction after being served notices by their shared landlords. Two of the residents, Ciara and Ronan, are with me here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. Ciara, can you just tell us first of all, when did you receive the eviction notice?
I got my eviction notice on Friday afternoon. I went to pick up my 3-year-old from creche, and by the time I came home, it was in the letterbox.
What did it say?
It was just a notice of termination explaining that they were selling. If anything was to change, basically, on their, once we decided they weren't going to sell, that we'd be contacted. That doesn't hold out much hope.
No. What was your reaction, Ciara, when you opened that letter?
I was in disbelief. I couldn't believe it. I have two small kids here. Whereabouts are we supposed to go with the already problematic housing as it is? There's 11 houses that are on draft at the minute within the area from Wexford, Rosslare, Bridgetown, all this area. 36 houses, never mind how many people are actually in them houses. And whereabouts are we all supposed to go?
Where are you to go? How long are you living there, Ciara?
I'm living here since December of 2022.
Okay. So it's been home for you, really, for the last, four years?
Home. It's been my children's home. It's all my 3-year-old has ever known. To have to uproot my 3-year-old and put him where? I don't know where we're going. I don't know where we're to go. I don't know what we're to do. They're the ones that are affected in this. And it's the same with a lot of other houses. A lot of people have children. Where are we supposed to go?
And what age is your second child?
My second child is about to turn one next week.
So you have two really young, children.
Really young children, yeah.
Stay with me for a moment, Ciara. Ronan's with us on the line. Ronan, when did you receive this letter?
Hello there, and thank you for asking us to come on anyway. I was in work. I'm a healthcare worker, and my partner, Ashlyn, rang me up, told me that we've just gotten an eviction letter. Now, we've been there 10 years.
10 years.
Same house, yeah. So it is our home. Now, Bridgetown opened their arms up and let us in, and we've just been in love with the place ever since. But and I didn't see the letter until I got home. But we're not out until October 11th.
Of this year?
We're being kicked out of this year, yeah.
So there's about 7 months really before that eviction notice kicks in, Ronan, for you?
Yes.
Yeah. And did Ciara, were you given, the eviction notice that you received on Friday lunchtime, what date was on that?
My eviction date is for August 28th of this year.
August 28th?
Yeah.
And why is there a difference, do you know?
Well, I'm presuming it's because of the length of each tenancy. I know there's a girl that has only been here for 2 months and she has to be out by the end of May. That's only given her just over, 2 months to find somewhere.
So the difference in living there for 4 years, Ciara, in your case, and for 10 years, Ronan, in your situation, is the guts of about 2 months. You got an additional 2 months because of that.
Yeah. But there's actually 37 houses now. We've just after finding out that there's an elderly woman who has cancer, and she's got an eviction letter as well.
So you just heard about that situation this morning. Have you had any contact with the developers in this case?
Me personally, no.
No, I haven't really either. We know another tenant has been in contact with one of them. Now, honestly, what's going to come, we don't know. Like, they've said that they're more than happy for the council, that we're to say to the council today that they're more than happy for the council to look into buying them. But, like, funding is just not there.
Mm.
Like, it's 37 houses, you know? It's not, like, I don't see it happening.
So this is, and when I say the developers' apologies, I should say the actual homeowners, respectfully as well, and we have reached out to them and we've asked them to provide a comment, you know, with regards to the situation today, and if we get that, quite happy to bring that to you both and also to our listeners. Roland, like, I mean, the thought now and the prospect, like Kira mentioned, the number of other houses, or I suppose, or how few other houses are actually available to rent within the surrounding areas. Have you even thought about that yet, Roland?
No. I'm actually too stressed at the moment to think about anything like that. You know, and I say most of the people are as well. I know a few haven't even slept. And thank you to all the TDs and councillors for bending over backwards for helping us. But it's going to be a long process, I think. You know, so I just don't know.
Like you said, Kira, what, 11 houses, is that right, within the catchment?
That's correct. When I looked on Saturday, there was 11 houses on draft from within Wexford and the surrounds.
You see, this is so the thing. Like,
very little. Like,
yeah. So if there's if you're saying there's 37 households been evicted from this one particular housing estate that we're talking about, mm-hmm. like, where are the 37 other households going to go?
Well, And it's not only that, like, you have to take into consideration everybody else in the county that's also looking for housing. Like, there's thousands. There's so much, like, before this, there's already a housing crisis. It's not just ourselves. Like, there's so much other people that are in need of houses. And with 11 in the area, like, what are the chances of even any of us, 37, being looked for these 11 houses?
And I presume some of the other tenants from the 37 houses that you mentioned probably have children of school-going age that are maybe going to some of the local schools.
A lot of them, most of them.
Yeah.
The majority, when my landlord took me on, he told me that most of the people that he has in these houses are either women and children or families. So that will just tell you, like, it's mostly families that live here.
Mm.
Like, everybody has built their lives here. Like, children go to school here. Their lives are here.
Roland, in terms of the communication from the owners and from the county council, have you heard anything from either?
Not from the... We have a meeting with the county council today from 4 till 6.
Okay, that's happening this afternoon.
That's this, yeah.
Yeah, 4 o'clock this afternoon. Okay, and the county council called that, did they?
Lisa MacDonald arranged it all. She's a councillor down here.
Okay, so this is arranged at the local authority to what? Try and, I suppose, discuss with you guys and maybe to get information.
Maybe to try and see what our options are.
Yeah. And how do you feel about that taking place? Is there a little bit of, is there a level of reassurance, Ronan, in knowing this meeting's happening?
Oh, yeah, there is. But, you know, it all depends what they say to us as well. Like, I'm worried about the other families as well. Like, they're, you know, I don't know. Yes, just hopefully they'll be able to do something. And, you know,
like, there's a lot of families here with working people, you know, and they can't, like, you have people here that, like, are eligible for social housing, and then you have people here that are not eligible for social housing but also don't make enough money to be able to get a mortgage. So these people that are not eligible for social housing and can't get a mortgage are, like, what do these people do? Like, these people still have families to provide for. These people still need a roof over their heads.
Has anyone had any communication with the Residential Tenancies Board, the RTB?
Most people have, if not everybody has, submitted a dispute with the RTB.
Everybody has been on to the RTB in relation to this.
Yeah, for dispute.
Yeah. Okay, with regards to you feel that they need to look into the situation. Well, look, we have contacted the actual homeowners with regards to this, and if we hear back from them, we'll certainly be in touch with you both. And as I said, we'll keep listeners updated on what they have to say about it. Look, can I just say thanks, Ciara and Ronan, for joining us, and I wish you both the very best of luck. I mean, it's a difficult situation, and particularly when you don't know where you're going to go, but the very best of luck with, you know, with that search, and hopefully you'll get more information following that meeting today.
Thank you, and thank you very much for having us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Email as always, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.